The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture meeting this week in Wyoming, and South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers is there. Commissioner, how's it going so far?
Well, we're off to a good start out here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let me tell you, it doesn't look like South Carolina. That's hard. It's a different part of the world, and I think there are 46 out of the 50 states in attendance. We got off to some meetings this morning with our regional groups, the SASDA, which is the southeastern states, and just looking at some of our common challenges, whether it's crops or working with EPA or a labor issue, both in our agencies and for the industry. So off to a good start, and got some exciting speakers coming in to talk about some more of the national issues.
What are some of those national issues that are going to be on the docket, Commissioner?
Well, everyone knows in agriculture that it's the time for the Farm Bill. We do that every 5 years, so we'll have quite a lot of discussion on that, what we can expect timing-wise, what we can expect priority-wise, look at our issues. Then working with EPA, they can't seem to quite get a clear picture on where we're going with waters of the U.S., so we'll discuss that. Right now, trade is such a critical part of the profitability of farming. We're going to really visit that and see where what we call emerging markets can be factored in a little bit more than we're doing. So those types of things. And in the morning, we'll have a breakfast with people from the Food and Drug Administration, because that's so vital to agriculture. So it's a pretty thorough agenda we've got going.
How many days does it run, Commissioner?
It'll wind up Wednesday. So we asked them years ago to shorten the agenda, and they did so. And we're happy with that, so we can get our discussions done, set some policies and priorities, and get home.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.